could have challenged specific demands for monies for above 150 on the million on the grounds that they weren't needed or weren't prudent. So it's the more uncertainty as to how much you'd actually get here, you know you're going to get.
But that seems like it was less than half of this settlement.
It was about half, but on the other hand, the feds and the states had their civil claims. The state was actively prosecuting it, so you could say, all right, here's the first bite at the apple, and maybe you're going to take a second bite. It is a global settlement in the sense that the state and federal civil claims have been compromised along with
criminal. Let me speak. The difference between this settlement and the previous settlement was that the previous settlement had no cap to it. It said, you will have this amount of money that will be available to you with limited contests. So you show us, a reasonable restoration project that needs to be done. If it in fact meets certain requirements, then it'll be funded. If in fact you draw down money up to the full $550 million, then at that point in time, you still have your remedy to go into court to ask for additional funds if you can prove them. The difference between that and this settlement is that there is a cap. The cap is $1.1 billion. And once we've expended those monies, that's all there is. So no cap, a cap. They're different types of animals. To evaluate them, you really have to look at them very carefully. I like the second settlement because it in fact provides us with hard dollars, no contest. The money's going to be there. We can budget each year for the full period that it's going to take time to do the restoration. The other one, though, had the advantage of providing money a year ago that could have been spent during this interim period up until the time that we reached the cap, the limits of that, and then we would have been back in court litigating. Each of them has their merits to them. I like the second deal because it's real money that can be spent now.
Well, it would seem that the attitude last year was that the federal government was going to settle out from under the state. The attitude this year is that the state and the federal government are going to settle out from under the third parties.
No, I think that's...
I'm not sure what next year.
No, I think that that's not a fair, analysis. And under the previous agreement, it was a settlement of a criminal plea, and there was some feeling that that the Justice Department was treating Alaska without appropriate consultation. But because of the unique situation that existed during the grand jury process, they could only give a certain amount of communication to any of the trustees, federal and state. The state got more communication on the process about what was going on and in those negotiations than the federal trustees got. And there was a misperception of what happened in that previous negotiation. The funds, all of the money that was available, would have been available for joint administration. If we were settling out from underneath the state, it wouldn't have been a joint deal. What we're trying to do is provide money for restoration of Prince William Sound then, and that's what we're trying to do now. We're trustees for the resources, just like you're trustees for the resources. We're trying to do what's best for the restoration of those resources.
We're out of time. Sandy Hoffman?
Yeah.
Well?
I think we're just about out of time. That's
we are.
I'll be available. My plane doesn't leave until 1:30. If you all want to, if there are questions for me, and you want to
reconsider. We can get back together at noon.
We can do that. Think so?
I don't know.
They'll be
with me.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Unlikely.
We'll see you again tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are you going to reconvene or not today? Maybe people have individual questions of me. I'll just stay around, or I'll be available up in Charlie's office if people want to just put questions.
We provide you a sandwich or something up in Charlie's office, if nothing else, so that you
can. No, but I'll be available until I get to the airport. If any of the members of the committee,
you'll be up in Attorney General's office.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You're going to be here this afternoon.
So don't go back. Before we adjourn, we're meeting tomorrow. What time is it? Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Right now.
Yeah, I think. Meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be going to executive session for the Attorney General.
And Mr. Campbell will be here.
Campbell will be here. What?